The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. It's about the economy. That's what most elections are about and what next year's midterms will be about as well. Republicans are concerned, though, about some of the economic indicators, inflation, things like that. There are some signs of improvement. Joining us right now to talk more about this, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And look, President Trump, in his speech to the country, emphasized a lot of the positive signs. Inflation ticked down to 2.7% from 3%. Folks are not sure about that number because of the government shutdown, but it's certainly good news for the Republicans. Gas around the country is down to about 2.85. You know, it's been a long time for a lot of folks to see a 2 in front of their a price instead of a 3.
Right.
And the president insists that next year the tax cuts are going to kick in. That means no taxes on tips and overtime. He talking about manufacturing jobs coming back, foreign investment. The expectation is the Federal Reserve will continue to cut interest rates, try to stimulate growth. So there are some signs from the president's point of view and the Republican point of view that things could get better in 2026. And the fact is that the election in November is going to be determined largely, not entirely, but largely by how people feel about the economy. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there are some really tenacious structural problems. And for years now, to put it as simply as possible, people have not felt good about the economy. They've felt that they're falling behind, not getting ahead. The latest, the AP poll, only 31% said the economy was favorable for them. 67% were negative. And that includes 44% of Republicans. And in another question, people were asked, do you think prices are higher than usual? 87% said prices were higher than usual for groceries. 69% for electricity, 63% for holiday gifts. So Trump argues and hopes and plans and believes that the economy will get better next year. People will feel better. That 31% will turn upward. And when they go to the polls in November, they will have a much better feeling about the president and about his record and about the Republican Party. But there are a lot of headwinds. There are a lot of problems. And it's been a long time since most consumers in America have felt good, felt that they're getting ahead, felt that they're building wealth, felt that their wages were outpacing inflation. It's been a long time. It helped sink Joe Biden. It helped elect Donald Trump. And that same gloom is still very pervasive. And Trump is hoping and believing that his policies will turn that around, but it's going to be a very difficult problem for him and for the Republicans.
One of the big problems, Steve, is that wages aren't going up, and I don't know that there's much that a president or Congress can do about that, but that hasn't that been one of the things that has people feeling uneasy about the economy?
Absolutely. Wages this year have gone up about 3.5%. Well, that's not bad, but inflation is 3%, so that means that very barely are people feeling wealthier. But there's also something, Paul, called the K-shaped economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really distorts everything because people at the top end of the economy, particularly folks who have an investment in the stock market, own their own homes, they're feeling wealthier. And they are spending at a higher rate. But if you don't have an investment in the stock market, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, and that's true for a whole lot of folks in America, you haven't benefited, and you actually think that you're falling behind, and you are falling behind. At the top end of the scale, that average of 3.5% in wage growth is really distorted because at the top end of the income scale, people are doing better than that. But at the lower end, they're doing worse than that. And let's remember who voted for Donald Trump in the last election. A lot of working class voters, a lot of folks who were traditionally Democrats, a lot of folks without a college education and advanced skills. And they're the ones who are suffering economically from this K-shaped recovery. So a lot of Trump voters, as you point out, their wage growth has fallen behind inflation. They feel that they're losing ground. And that's at the heart of the political problem the Republicans are facing.
This is going to be a major issue next year, the economy, with the midterm elections, as Republicans want to maintain and gain control. Will we see legislation, do you suppose? Do you think that there will be a plan that will help stimulate the economy?
Well, you know, sure, except that it takes a long time for any plan to really kick in, right? I mean, Donald Trump is talking, for instance, about how he exaggerates it, but he talks about his policies bringing foreign investment back to America and creating manufacturing jobs. Now, he overstates wildly how many jobs are coming back and how much investment has been promised. But even if that happens, it's going to take years to build those plants. It's going to take years for those jobs to come online in Port Huron and everywhere else. He does argue that the legislation that he passed last year, the One Big Beautiful Bill, that contained these tax cuts, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on tips, no taxes on Social Security, they're counting heavily on that to improve the mood and give people a sense that, okay, I'm doing a little bit better and I'm a little more optimistic. The other key public policy factor here is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has actually been quite concerned about wage growth. And that's why in the second half of this year, they actually cut interest rates three times because they want to stimulate investment and they want to create new jobs. And if you create more jobs, then workers have more bargaining power. You know, and unemployment's at 4.6%. Workers don't have much bargaining power, right, because they're chasing jobs. But if you create more jobs, more demand for workers, they can push wages higher. It all connects.
We'll see how it all plays out in the coming year. Always appreciate the insight, Steve. Thanks so much.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts talking about the economy, and that will be a major campaign issue in 2026, which is a big midterm election year, but a lot on the Michigan ballot with the governor's race, U.S. Senate seat, and much, much more.